From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block at NPR West.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington, D.C. The tourism website MexConnect claims that the Mexican state of Veracruz brings to mind beautiful Gulf of Mexico waters, steamy jungles, and mouth-watering seafood. If you read the news, though, it may bring to mind a turf war waged by three drug cartels who kill and mutilate people, including journalists. Brooke Gladstone, co-host of WNYC's On the Media, traveled to Veracruz earlier this month, and she sent us this report.
On the day I went to the state of Veracruz, another reporter was murdered. Victor Manuel Baez Chino worked the crime beat for the Daily Milenio in the state capital, Jalapa. A message from the CETAS found near his body read, "This is what happens to those who betray us and try to be clever." Veracruz is now the most dangerous place in Mexico to do journalism. 9 killed in 12 months, many by the CETAS, deemed the most sadistic of the cartels. Roughly 60 miles from Jalapa sits the port of Veracruz, with a lovely central square lined with cafes and a band that gamely plays to mostly empty chairs. A few blocks away, the Parroquia, a cavernous coffee house where journalists cluster with their cameras, rising wearily to photograph a steady stream of candidates in these final days of a contentious election season. A woman in a white coat wanders through with a blood pressure cuff. It's a great location to sell a stress test. Reporters are prime targets. A recent kill list of journalists was rumored to have come not from the cartels, but from the prosecutor's office. Rumors are rampant. The only certainty is that reporters can expect no protection. This 23-year-old newspaper reporter who writes lifestyle pieces is terrified.
Pues principalmente porque...
Mainly because I don't know who can be listening to me, who can be watching me. It feels like every journalist is walking around with a target in his back.
Elliot Baltazar is co-founder of Journalists on Foot, a woman-centered nonprofit that provides support and training to journalists.
Try to think in another country where you would have the same amount of journalists murdered in such a short period of time. I mean, our colleagues who were murdered in Veracruz 3 weeks ago, these three people, they peeled their faces off. What kind of democratic country is that?
Tenemos que preocuparnos por el silencio.
The country is being silenced.
But Veracruz is not entirely mum. There's a new paper in town.
Como Luz María Rivera.
My name is Luz María Rivera. I am the correspondent of La Jornada Mexico Daily in Veracruz. I am also the director of a new weekly that has recently been created, The Mercury of Veracruz.
The new newspaper in Veracruz. Are you crazy?
Yes. Are you crazy? I'm crazy.
The front page of your first issue has two articles devoted to violence against journalists. It doesn't seem as if you're shying away from covering the violence in Veracruz.
It is a contradiction. Sometimes I say I want to. I don't know how to call it. I will not keep a distance. Otherwise, I would have already left. When they killed Regina, we all got very scared, especially the women.
This is a beautiful place where, by all accounts, the institutions are entirely inoperative. If you get the story out, it's likely to make no difference. Do you feel like you're just putting a message in a bottle and throwing it out into the bay?
Sí, por supuesto.
Of course.
Claro.
Clearly.
Yo creo que ese es el ejercicio.
That's the everyday effort of journalism here.
Periodismo aquí, con la ventaja de que nosotros tenemos.
With the advantage that we have the sea.
Tendrán ellos que irse al desierto.
Our colleagues in the north don't have it. They will have to go to the desert.
Por supuesto que
of course, it is throwing messages in bottles into the sea and thinking that maybe nobody is picking them up. But one day, someone will find them.
We step out onto her tiny balcony and face the sea.
I feel too much love. I love Veracruz. I love my people, my country, my state, and this city is beautiful.
Luz bravely blows a kiss to the port she seems literally willing to die for.
Brooke Gladstone is co-host of WNYC's On the Media, which airs a full hour from Mexico this weekend.